Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In for Tommy Tucker at 7:45, and the weather right now is about what we're going to have all day. Do not expect it to warm up with a high only of 54 today. Jason Shields now joins us live on the live line, the Chief Operating Officer of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, for your Bank on It segment, financial insights you can count on here on WWL. And Jason, the Fed's meeting this week to make a decision on interest rates. But because of the government shutdown that we had, they're missing some key data, aren't they? How do they make a decision, and what data are they missing?
Hey, good morning, Dave. Yeah, this is, I always like to say when I talk about these meetings, they generally are ignored by most people unless they're financial nerds. But these have been interesting lately. So the government shutdown, we're still feeling the effects of it. And there's a couple of key things that the Fed looks at when they decide what they're going to do with interest rates that they just don't have. One of those is the CPI report, right? The Consumer Price Index. It's a big thing that they use to track where inflation's going. They didn't get data for October. And here's the crazy thing. It's actually not going to get produced, right? In essence, because of the shutdown, they've just said, hey, we're going to go to November, and the data is going to be released in November. So that's one of the big key things. And then the other one is the October and November job reports. Those are incredibly crucial numbers that they use to track what's going on with the job market. They're not going to be released until December 16th, which is after the meeting. So you're in an interesting situation here with the Fed, where some of those incredibly key pieces of info you use to do the demand date, which is manage inflation, and the job market, you don't have information on it. So in essence, they're going in, and what they're going to do is they're just going to have to use some private sector data to dig into those things. And that's good. They've done this before, right? But it is a little unorthodox as we go into it. It's kind of like making a decision while flying blind. So
That being said, what do we expect that decision to be, and what are the markets counting on that decision to be?
Yeah, no, good question. So I'll touch on what the Fed knows, right? So what they do know is in September, inflation was CPI was about 3%. But what they like to use is the personal consumption expenditures. They call it the PCE. And in essence, what that is that takes out food and energy, right? Because those are things we're always going to buy. And that gives you a little more granular view into what the actual consumer is doing. If you start to get less expensive things, then you'll actually see the PCE move. We're still seeing that at about 2.8% back in September. So in general, what the Fed's seeing there without having all of the data is inflation is broadly trending lower over the past year, even with a few bumps along the way. And that's important because I get asked a lot of times, well, Jason, you always say the Fed's target is 2% for inflation, and it is. But what they're looking at is balancing that getting inflation down, which it is very slowly trending down when you look at it on a macro basis, as well as making sure that the job market is still healthy. And the job market's the other side of the coin, and what they're seeing there is private payroll, ADP, which puts out a data on private jobs and excludes government things. In October, there was about 47,000 jobs produced. But in November, there was 32,000 jobs lost. Now, in the private sector, you really haven't been seeing losses like that, Dave. And so that's a little bit of a concerning thing. And so I dug into it a little more. And ADP actually called out that that decline was majorly focused in small businesses, companies with 50 or less employees. And so you're starting to see weakness on the lower end of things. And that makes a little bit of sense because, in general, your small businesses run with tighter ratios, less free cash, less access to capital. But it is an indication that the job market continues to cool. And so that's in general what you're seeing. So as far as what markets are seeing, there's a tool out there called the CME FedWatch tool. And in essence, what that does is that tracks what are the Fed fund future markets doing. And that's in essence the way when we say the market is pricing it, what are people in the market actually saying the futures are going to look like? And in general, they're showing about a 70 to 80% chance of a quarter point cut at this meeting, despite the missing data. So in essence, the market's already built this in, right? They've already kind of priced this in as a thing that's going to happen, which if you listen to what the Fed says, differs slightly because Chair Powell has said multiple times that a cut is not a foregone conclusion. So this is one of those ones where we're going to wait and see. In general, the feeling is that we'll have another cut, especially with what the market's saying. But the real indicator will be what the minutes say when they actually release those things. The thing I like to tell everyone. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. What is the thing you like to tell everyone?
Well, these changes, when you make these changes on these rates, history has proven it takes about 6 to 12 months for the economy to actually feel the effects of those things, right? They don't just immediately flip a switch and all of a sudden those things change. And so the Fed's take on this is, in essence, that while things are controllable, while the job market's softening but inflation is slowly going down, we're going to make some of these early moves because we know we don't want things to get out of control. Because once they get out of control, it's really hard to rein them in with simple 25 basis point cuts like they would do today if they were trying to rein that in.
All right. So we're expecting, it's at least likely that we will see another cut, which is good news for people interested in buying and selling homes and for people who are interested in paying a little less on their credit cards. We shall see what the Fed does. Overall, what does this tell us about the health of the economy as we wrap up 2025 with barely 3 weeks left in the year and look ahead to 2026?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, so this is one of the meetings where the Fed releases all of their typical important data things. They release the dot plot that we all talk about. And that's in essence where all the members of the Fed will actually give their roadmap where they expect interest rates to go 2026, 2027, and beyond. If we look at the last dot plot, in general, they're expecting a fairly slow decline in rates, but nothing major for the next all the way into 2027, right? They're basically just saying we're going to stay on this slow, steady path that we are. But if you're not going to see those major rate cuts. But if the Fed does it right, what you're just going to see is this slow trickle downwards, which is good. We like to see predictability in those things. They'll also, they're going to give us their inflation forecast, which I think is incredibly important because that's going to show us where the Fed feels that inflation is going. Their unemployment forecasts and then their GDP growth. So once this meeting's over and all of this data comes out, we're going to analyze it. We're going to see where they're looking at, where they think things are going to go. And we'll have a really good picture on where things are going to go by the end of this week, especially next week when we actually get those job numbers that we've been waiting on for so long.
Jason Shields, bank on it. Financial insights you can count on with Jason Shields, the Chief Operating Officer of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. In a word, has the Fed achieved the soft landing that everyone had hoped for, yes or no?
It's looking pretty good. You could always get upset, Dave. You know, you ask a banker, we're going to give you an open-ended answer. But in general, they're achieving their mission right now.
Yeah, I know you all don't work in absolutes, and you always keep your options open. Jason Shields, always a pleasure. Thank you for helping us bank on it and giving us your financial insights we can count on with Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. I'm Dave Cohen. Let's check on WWL traffic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.